I'm just wondering how people who hold to the view that it's only a three life, not a either, not a both potentially, how is it looked upon, the concept of, you know, contact and feeling arising? Is that looked at as the present life, or is it ignored, or how?
It's interesting that in the Visuddhimagga, you know, which is a sort of that kind of standard textbook that covers a lot of the Theravada world and is drawn upon by a lot of the Theravada world in Thailand, Sri Lanka, and Myanmar, then that recommendation is to see that the dependent origination, the paticca-samuppada, it's talking about past life, present life, and future life, and it sort of divides up the 12 links and saying, you know, a certain number refer to the old life, a certain number refer to the present life, and the last couple refer to the future life. And so that sort of explained in the Visuddhimagga, but it doesn't really match up in all cases. And so in this case, I would say that it's quite specifically talking about present life. And that, as it's saying, the sage at peace is not born, does not age, does not die. So the phraseology of that is saying that has to be talking about a psychological birth and aging, a psychological death in this lifetime. So I can't really say, those who are determined to see it only in terms of three lifetimes or more than three lifetimes, it's like, well, you're doing a lot of internal editing. One of the venerable elders in Thailand, Prapayuto, he did a kind of an examination of the whole Pali canon and the commentaries and went through it in quite some detail. And he said, if you look at it, according to the Pali canon, two-thirds of the references to the dependent origination refer to this lifetime, the present moment experience. And one-third refers to over several lifetimes, past, present, and future. If you look at the commentaries, it's the other way around. One-third refer to the present moment experience, and two-thirds refer to several lifetimes, this the present, past, and future lifetimes. And he says that it sort of drifts over time towards being less involving the present experience and more involving more lifetimes. But you get both expressions, both in the commentaries and in the original Pali canon as well. And I feel that's a very reliable piece of advice. If you look at Ajahn Buddhadasa, he's quite vigorously opposed to the idea of past life and future life, and says it's only really significance talking about, you know, this lifetime and talking about birth and death as a present moment experience, and the other expressions are irrelevant. It was kind of interesting when I went to Suan Mok Monastery back in 1988. There was another monk traveling with me, and he had a very strong feeling for the past lives, present life, and future lives, and particularly that sort of made a lot of sense to him. And he asked Ajahn Buddhadasa to his face, and he said, you're very critical of talking about this referring to past, present, and future lifetimes, and yet in your books, in your description of dependent origination, you talk about it as being, you know, only meaningful to talk about it as a present moment experience. And so is it the case that you deny that that's ever meant by the Buddha, like talking about past life experiences of present and future? And it was kind of interesting because it seemed, as far as one could tell, that Ajahn Buddhadasa was sort of really assessing, well, this monk is really sensitive and he's speaking from a place of wanting to be meaningful and sincere, and he's really concerned about how to make sense of what's in the scriptures. So when I was there when Ajahn Buddhadasa said, well, I don't deny that the Buddha speaks about past life and present life and future life, but in most circumstances that's irrelevant. What makes a difference is how we relate to those principles in our present life at this moment. But in his written texts, he kind of avoids that to a great degree and sort of poo-poos it, puts it quite consciously to one side. But I felt, just being next door to this monk, he was quite sort of anxious and concerned, and it was very meaningful to him. And Ajahn Buddhadasa kind of reassured him, saying, no, I don't deny that's what the Buddha means. Sometimes when he talks about someone being born in a different realm in the future, or someone having been in a different realm in the past, is, yeah, I don't deny that the Buddha said that, and that's part of the teaching. But trying to work to get people paying attention to the present situation, that was his main focus.